Welcome to Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs, the podcast for busy and high-performing entrepreneurs and leaders who are looking to create more energy and optimize their health while upgrading their brain and personal performance with precision. I am your host, Julian Hayes II. I've been involved with health and performance for over a decade. This podcast was created for the high performer who is unapologetically ambitious, the one who moves at a fast pace and operates with an edge, the one who wants to become superhuman. Nothing here is fluff, gimmicky, or feel good. I have little to no interest in simply helping you improve your life. I want to help transform it. By listening to this podcast, expect to have a body that feels just as good as it looks. Expect to possess a swagger and style that gives off an infectious vibe. Expect to command the stage or any boardroom you walk into with your executive presence. And lastly, expect to become your most enhanced self so you can live a limitless life. Now, let's get to the show. To another episode of Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs. I am your host, Julian Hayes II, back at it again. And thanks for joining me for another episode. And today's episode is all about energy. And as I've said in previous episodes, and I've written about on numerous occasions, success can very much have a dark side. You know, in fact, the mere pursuit of success can bring out this dark side. And very few pay attention to these struggles, to these pains that you can sometimes have on the other side of success. And to the average person walking by, your success to them has granted you immunity to anything of struggle. But as you and I both know, this is anything but the truth. We all have problems or situations, as I like to call them, as we go along in life, as we go along in our career trajectory, they just have different identities. They just have different orders of magnitude in which they operate under. So nevertheless, though, you've most likely spent years building up this great career, building up this great business. And as often the case with entrepreneurs, with executives, they unknowingly enter and find themselves existing inside this success paradox, where there's more responsibilities, there's more expectations, there's more pressure, there's more stress, but there's less time available for themselves. So unfortunately, that health gets put on the back burner. And this paradox of sorts, this leads to exhaustion amongst many other things. But here's the kicker. You're not where you are today by accident. You've climbed this trajectory of success because you're most likely brilliant, you're most likely relentless, you're most likely disciplined and dedicated. And probably most importantly, you're very adept at powering through feelings of exhaustion, going without sleep, going on little energy, not feeding yourself the required nutrients, but you can power through that. But here's the caveat with that. And at some point in time, this cost that's accumulating in the background, it's expensive and it comes to collect its payment. And there's an expensive cost for this. And that's your body, your mind, your relationships, your health, and your energy levels. And when we talk about energy levels, this is indeed your most valuable currency. The number one priority for an entrepreneur, for an executive, should be energy management. It's hard to focus. It's hard to complete tasks when your energy battery is low, when your focus is all over the place. So energy management is absolutely critical. So today, I'm going to share four key energy pillars that you can focus on so you can maximize your productivity, maximize your health while successfully navigating through these paradoxes of success. So the very first pillar that I want to talk about is physical energy. And when you have this hectic schedule, you have this extensive traveling, you have these long hours, and you have the everyday responsibilities also of being a human. You know, a lot of us may have a family as well, or being in a relationship. So you're juggling a lot of things. And so living in this fast lane is probably second nature to you by now. Once again, with so much going on, it's easy to lose track of these healthy habits that are critical to having this optimal health, because you're juggling these numerous other things in your life. So when we talk about physical energy and this pillar here, you'll start to notice that this is off when you're carrying around extra weight, when you have blood work that's out of range. Maybe your blood sugar is super high. Your A1C is at a very high range. And I mentioned those two because I previously did an episode a few episodes back where I talked about metabolic health and those three critical tests when it comes to looking over your blood sugar, your metabolic health, and how it's related to aging and genetics. So definitely go listen to that if you haven't. But another thing with physical energy and this pillar here is that you can start experiencing accelerated aging. And we all seen those people who look much older than what their age indicates. And that's accelerated aging. And so there's numerous other examples that we can use here, but those are just a few there. And so you also can find yourself having to work harder on tasks and that were once an afterthought, or things are just not as easy as they once were for you. It takes a lot more effort to get the same result. So neglecting this physical pillar, it's not just affecting your health, but it's also affecting your productivity. It's affecting your ability to lead. It's affecting your ability to inspire. And most importantly, it could be affecting your most important relationships because you're not showing up in your peak optimal form for these relationships. So as you think about physical energy, think about the three fundamental pillars: your sleep, your nutrition, and your exercise. And of course, there's a lot of episodes that I've done on sleep, so go listen to those if you haven't. But maximizing your sleep is optimizing your mental performance, your emotional intelligence, and your charisma, amongst other things, of course, such as your weight. Now, when you have meetings on top of meetings, and in this world that we live in now, this is not just in person now, but a lot of times this can be just countless Zoom meetings, one after the other. It's easy to go and skip meals. And when this happens, not only are you exhausting your energy reserves, but you're also setting yourself up for a binge later in the day that can interfere with these goals, because it's a little more difficult to make these sound decisions when you're hungry. And the last part of this is exercise. So a lot of times when we hear benefits of exercise, we immediately probably gravitate our thinking to high intensity training or things like marathon training or something that's a little more rigorous. But the benefits aren't solely just elicited for those types of things. You know, in fact, you know, scientists in a 2014 study found that people's creative output increased by an average of 60% when they were just walking. So you can turn some of these meetings into walking meetings. You can turn some of these conversations where you're catching up with friends into walking meetings. And so you're knocking out two birds in one stone. So let's go to pillar number two after that. And that is our mental energy. And as an entrepreneur, as an executive, as a business leader, a significant portion of your job simply comes down to making high quality decisions. There's a lot riding on the decisions that you make. There's a lot of people who depend on you making quality decisions. But many find themselves, when it comes time to make these high quality decisions, they find themselves a little compromised. And by compromise, I mean their energy reserves are low. And what that happens then, this leads to poor choices within their health. And this then bleeds into their overall productivity because everything is connected very much so. So as you think of your mental energy, think of this as like an iPhone battery. And I mention this a lot. So hopefully after a good night's rest, right? You got your good sleep, You got a good balance of deep sleep. You got a good balance of a REM sleep, very little awakenings and disturbances. You're at 100%. So you're fully green for all my Apple people. I'm not really sure about Android, but we'll just stick with Apple right here. So you're at 100%. You're into fully green. And as the day goes along, your battery is inevitably going to lower. This is a natural law. This is nothing wrong with this. This is typical. But whether this is fast or slow depends on how you are structuring your day. And preserving this mental fuel, preserving this battery to not drop as quick, comes down to you not wasting your energy on the small things. And strategically scheduling your day out, automating your day as much as possible. You know, just as you delegate inside your company, you delegate different tasks to different team members, think about delegating your nutrition. Think about delegating this through meal delivery services so you can guarantee that you're getting quality fuel in while you're avoiding stress eating or wasting energy thinking about what you're going to eat at lunch or what you're going to eat at this meal on top of these important meetings. And you don't necessarily have to use these types of services for every meal. Maybe you use these meals throughout your workday. So maybe your breakfast is solid. Maybe your dinner is solid, but it's throughout the day as you're really into the work. That's when your nutrition is a little hazy. So then leverage and delegate during that portion only. And another idea is to just have some go-to meals that are structured out during the week. This allows you more flexibility. This allows you more creativity also during the weekend when you aren't as bombarded with work and other things. And then you can really just think about and try different foods and everything. But during the week, you know, I don't like this word, but you can think of it as being a little more regimented, a little more in robot mode where I'm having X and X meals for lunch on these days or every day. And so another idea that's not nutritionally related is to just schedule priority meetings before lunch while aiming for 3 impactful decisions per day. And this idea was heard from Jeff Bezos. I read it in an article a few years ago. And so that last point is just something I learned from him. And pillar number 3 is all about our emotional energy. So if you let your feelings become more robust than your mind, you begin to let your feelings serve as the captain of this ship that we call life here, then you're most likely going to be making less than optimal decisions, not only regarding your company, but with your health as well. So having this ample amounts of emotional energy is absolutely necessary to have the resilience required to handle the various stressors of life. Nearly everything in life is a stressor. Even as we exercise, this is a stressor. Stress is not bad. Stress is just stress. And it's all about our perception of it that makes it good or quote unquote bad. So optimal emotional energy is about self-regulation. And an easy way to regulate this daily is to focus on your breathing. Now, learning to control your breathing can absolutely offer you a competitive advantage when it comes to your productivity, especially in the area of decision making, which is absolutely critical for your task. And one of my favorite studies that I probably have mentioned previously, but I absolutely love, is a study published in the May 2019 issue of the International Journal of Psychophysiology. And it found that just 2 minutes of deep, slow breathing engages the vagus nerve and increases HRV, which subsequently improves your decision-making. Now, there were 2 parts to this study, but I'm just going to mainly focus on the second one as it's much more applicable to kind of what we're talking about. So the experimental group here, they performed 2 minutes of this skewed vagal breathing. And in simpler terms, as I say, skewed vagal breathing, you're simply inhaling longer than you're exhaling longer than you're inhaling. So this control group here, they waited for 2 minutes before performing a 30-minute business challenging decision-making task with multiple choice answers. Stress levels were reported before and after the task. And this control group then reported elevations in stress levels, but those in the experimental group did not. And most importantly from this, participants who performed deep breathing exercises in the experimental group, they scored nearly 50% more correct answers in the decision-making task compared to the control group, which is pretty, which is a pretty big jump. So with all this said here, simply start out by taking a few minutes during the day to call a timeout and focus on your breathing to recenter yourself. I have this device that I've used and clients use. It's called, it's a first beat heart monitor device. And what it does, it's measuring heartbeats, but it's also measuring your HRV and your heart rate. And a very cool thing came back, which happens to a lot of clients. And I'll just use myself an example here. There are times during the day where I did not feel stressed, but my heart rate was up for some reason. And this, of course, lowered my overall stress. This raised my overall stress score. And this was a an opportunity to improve my performance, my heart rate and my HRV by doing these strategic timeouts during the day when we're hard charging, when we're in work mode. So when you're playing at the highest levels, the small insights, something as simple as a 10-minute break, a 5-minute break during the middle of the day to breathe, to recenter yourself, to gather your thoughts, to check in with yourself. This is the types of things that can catapult you into the upper echelon and give you this unfair advantage. So the last pillar here is spiritual energy, and this is pillar number 4. And you may have some hesitancy when you hear the word spiritual energy. Your mind might take you a lot of places, and you might, but we're not really going to get the woo-woo-y stuff here. You know, there's the energy crystals and things like that. I don't really don't know anything about that. When I simply say spiritual energy, think of this as your purpose, your mission. It's a little more existential. And I mentioned this pillar because I noticed with myself and also with talking with heart-charging individuals a lot of times that there's moments in time where we feel fatigued and we're like, why is my energy management off? And you're like, well, I'm working out, I'm sleeping. But it's this spiritual energy, it's the spiritual component that is leading us to feel fatigue. And oftentimes you can look at this in two distinct categories of why you're feeling like this or why your spiritual energy is off. And the first one is you can be overloaded and you can be exhausted and you're just trying to power through it. In other words, this can lead to something called burnout. Your soul's just burned out. You're just really tired. And the second one can be you're inactive. You're bored. You're disconnected from life. You're not really fulfilled with the work you're doing right now. You're not fulfilled with none of the projects that you're doing. So there's this huge disconnection. And leveraging this spiritual energy is helpful in times of stress. And when you have the spiritual energy, you have the spiritual component of energy optimized, this is beneficial because it could then serve as your North Star for making quality decisions. And everything does come back to decision-making if you haven't noticed. And it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day life, especially when you're goal-driven and all you're thinking about is the next goal and then the next goal and then the next goal. So you're just caught up in that chasing goal after goal. And you can easily find yourself in one of those two categories that I mentioned above. And before you know it, you don't even remember, or in general, you're just disconnected from a greater reason of why you do what you do day in and day out. And so if you find yourself in one of those two categories that I mentioned, find a moment to give yourself a re-up. Take a day, take an hour or so on the weekend, 30 minutes, go for a walk and really just think about life, think about things and give yourself a re-up. Review what's important to you. Remind yourself of why you do what you do on a daily basis. So what are your core beliefs? What are your values? What are your principles? Really identify with those and remind yourself of these. are these core values of yours and your meaningful habits, your optimal habits that helps you perform at a high level, your meaningful hobbies, your meaningful relationships, are all of these things seamlessly integrated into your professional life? So are you simply living a coherent lifestyle? Because as a leader, everything starts with you and it trickles down to everyone else within the organization and even within your personal life. You are most definitely the tone setter. So it's essential that you have this coherence in your life so you can show up as your best self for everyone around you who is depending on you. So as we land this ship, you must lead by example. And this starts with showing up as the best version of yourself. But this will not happen without maximizing those four critical areas of energy management. And as a quick review, those four areas of energy management are your physical, your mental, your emotional, and your spiritual pillar of energy. So with all of this said, thanks for tuning in for another episode. I most definitely appreciate your time and your ears. It's definitely not taking you for granted. I look forward to giving you more awesome episodes, bringing more awesome and interesting guests. And if I can be of any assistance, do not hesitate to reach out. So until next time, stay awesome, be limitless. And as always, go be superhuman. Peace.